friendship sweeter, knowing you're near.
Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. I love that psalm. It's Psalm 91, verses 1 and 2. Hey, good Monday to you this December the 28th, 2015. My name is Joey Kroll. No, I'm not Mark Burns. I'm the friends part of Mark and Friends. Mark is taking today and tomorrow off, and he asked me if I would fill in, and I said, yeah, I didn't even let him finish his question. I jumped in there really quick. So, hey, good to fellowship with you. How was your Christmas? I sure hope you had a great Christmas. I'll tell you what, you know, it's about the birth of Christ. It's about God really putting himself in human form to save you and me from our sins. You know, that's why it says in Matthew 1, I think verse 21, and you are to give him the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. And friend, my prayer for you today is that let that be in the forefront of your mind every day, not just in December. Amen. That God loves you and me so much that he would come down in human form, die on a cross, and raise from the dead 3 days later for you and for me. I pray that you dwell in that truth today. Amen. Well, it is hard to believe this is the last Monday of 2015. Let that sink in for just a little today. The last Monday of 2015. Of course, Friday is 2016. Yeah, brand new year, of course. And looking ahead to the new year, lots of great stuff happening. Of course, Great News Radio here. We're going to be celebrating our 20th year of ministry. As we all look ahead to next year, would you help us end this year in the black and on budget? You know, as you know, Great News Radio, we are listener supported. And that means exactly what it means. It means friends like you, friends like me. We rally around this radio ministry and financially support it through gifts of support. You're listening to Great News Radio today because friends yesterday and years ago have paid it forward so that you and I can hear it today. Can we do that for the next generation, for those who will tune in the future? Your gift of $50, $100, $500, $1,000 will ensure that we continue to share the gospel for 2016. Our mailing address to mail in your special year-end gift, by the way, tax deductible if it's postmarked by December 31st. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Again, that's Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or if it's easier for you, you can give online safely and securely at our website, greatnewsradio.org. That's greatnewsradio.org. And just click on the button there on the right-hand side that says donate. And from all of us here, from Mark and the rest of the team, thank you, thank you, thank you for your continued prayers and your continued gifts of support of this listener-supported radio station. Well, coming up here in a few moments, we're going to dive into the Word of God. There's no better place to dive into. Amen. Ephesians chapter 3. We're going to look at Ephesians chapter 3 today. And we're going to focus on how God does not leave us on our own, but He empowers us through His Holy Spirit. That's coming up right after this on the Monday edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio.
Determination.
have a wonderful Monday. Thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Mark and Friends. It's Joey with you. And, you know, one of the cool things as a child of God is when we receive God's free gift of salvation, the Bible tells us that God puts in us as a deposit, so to speak, a seal, which is the Holy Spirit. And we are strengthened by God's power. You know, God does not leave us on our own, but he empowers us through his Holy Spirit. Let me ask you a question. If you were to ask somebody to give you a definition of power, what would they tell you? Ask that of anyone on the street, or they'll probably give you a definition in terms of either energy, right? There's power, power cord, power energy, or influence, like a boss or somebody, power. In the sense of energy, power is the ability to get up and get moving. In terms of influence, power is the ability to put your will on that of another. But as Christians, friend, we need a different kind of power in order to live the way God designed us to live. So if you have your Bible, go ahead and turn to Ephesians chapter 3. Again, it's Ephesians chapter 3. We're going to look at verses 14 to 21. Ephesians chapter 3, 14 to 21. It says, "For this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may, watch this, strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all of God's holy people, to grasp how wide and how long and how high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God." Isn't that beautiful? "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we can ask or imagine, according to his power," I guess that's like the magic word of the day here, "according to his power that is at work within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Jesus Christ through all generations forever and ever!" Exclamation point. Amen. I love it. You know, as Christians, friend, we need a different kind of power in order to live the way God designed us to live. For real. You know, to put it simply, we can't live the Christian life in our own strength, right? We can't. We can't. Or we can try at least. We can try and then we can fall flat on our face. You know, I remember reading a horrible, horrible story. I think it was out on the West Coast somewhere, of a man, a burglar and a murderer, who broke into a home. And he tied the husband and the dad up in a chair. And this burglar and murderer made the father and the dad watch him as he assaulted and murdered his family right before his eyes. And this man who was tied up to a chair could not do anything. Talk about a horrible and evil crime. And somehow the dad and the father, he escaped. I'm not sure. I don't remember the details here. But I remember the statement. He went out before the press. And after they caught the man who did this, he said, "Jesus Christ forgave me of my sins. So therefore I forgive him for committing this sin against me and my family." Can I be honest with you today? You can't do that in your own strength. I'm going to be honest with you. I know I can't. I'm sorry. I know I can't. See, to simply put it, we can't live the Christian life in our own strength. We need another source of power. Or as Paul phrased it in verse 16, we need to be strengthened in your inner being, it says. The good news is that God, who is rich in glory, is also rich in power and strength. The Holy Spirit, friend, gives you and me access to God's power for our lives. Did you get that today? I want you to download that, because that's Great news today. The Holy Spirit gives you and me, child of God, access to God's power in our lives. He gives us the power and the strength to say no to things we really want to say yes to. He gives us the power and the strength to say yes to things naturally we want to say no to. He gives us the power and the strength to say, I forgive you, no matter how bad the crime. The Holy Spirit gives us access to God's power for our lives. But just because the Spirit lives in us doesn't necessarily mean, though, we are fully experiencing everything He has for us. God's power is always available, but we don't always rest in that power. So how do we take advantage of the power available to us? We experience the Spirit's power as we continually surrender full control of our lives to the Lord. That's what it is. It boils down to when we submit to Christ's lordship and stop relying on our own resources, we put ourselves in a position for God to do His work in us and through us. As we rely on God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit, He will, as it says in verse 16, strengthen you with power through His Spirit in your inner being. Anybody listening today need to be strengthened or empowered? I'm going to be honest with you. Learning to live and rely on the Spirit's power is a lifelong journey. You learned to walk when you were a small child, but that learning process didn't happen overnight, right? It didn't happen without someone helping you. And both of these things are true for us spiritually as well. We might be spiritual toddlers right now, but God's will is for us to grow up into walkers and for us to not do it alone. I want to encourage you today. I want to repeat this today. We're not alone. You're not alone today. God the Father dwells in our hearts through His Son and empowers us through His Spirit. And that, my friend, is good company. That's right. Praise the Lord. Natalie Grant, along with Laura Story. Hey, friend, I do thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Mark and Friends. It's Joey with you. And I just want to quickly remind you, there's still room for you to let us know of your financial support here at Great News Radio. You can sign up for the 2020 Challenge. Yeah, as we enter our 20th year, we really do marvel at all that God has accomplished, and we trust that he'll continue to bless our efforts as we proclaim his message of love and hope through the gospel of Jesus Christ for the remainder of 2015, next year of 2016, and years to come. A 2020 challenge is somebody getting involved with a gift of $20 a month for the next 20 months. If you feel led to do so, you can sign up for the 2020 Challenge at our website, greatnewsradio.org. Click on the 2020 Challenge banner there on the website, or you can just give Karen a call. She'll set you up right there over the phone, 217-367-7777. Well, coming up tomorrow, join me for tomorrow's edition, the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends that gets underway, 7:32 a.m. Central Time tomorrow morning. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Monday.